This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing.
With Patrick, look out, Chop House! National League takes the lead 4-3.
Unbelievable.
And the National League wins it in the first swing off. Kyle Schwarber wins it, going 3-for-3. And the National League, after watching a 6-0 lead disappear in the game, still win this All-Star game with a swing-off.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, and my stance as an idea man didn't last long. I got one up very quickly by the text line. The Boston Shamrock would be a very good name.
Yeah, Shamrock over Clover.
Definitely.
But we couldn't have had that without your idea, so.
Yeah, I started the ball, it was spitballing, we were throwing ideas out there, and then a better idea came. That's the best of the bad ideas, as they say in Argo.
Without you getting the ball rolling,
right,
the great
absolutely
idea never happens.
That's
so
right. I'm like Jalen Hurts. I get the ball rolling, and then we all win as a team. I take advantage of the
talent
around me.
There you go. Couldn't have said it better myself.
So that was some highlights from last night's Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Atlanta, where they didn't go to extra innings because, I guess, it's weird no one knew this, because I read the story, and apparently it's been in the books for 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That we go to a swing-off if the game is tied.
I mean, the dumbest thing ever was an All-Star game that went into extra innings. What are we doing here? It's a damn All-Star game. Can we just end this damn game?
It's a fair point. Like, especially with all the pomp and circumstances, how long it takes to get through those nine innings.
I mean, pitchers, whatever. You got Kyle Schwarber pitching because they're running out of pitching.
Oh, and that's what, like, so I was reading, I forget which one of the breakdowns from the National guys I was reading, and he was like, you know, some of your options are just call it a tie and go home. Start pitching Kyle Schwarbers of the world. Position players are now having to pitch.
Love it.
Or, I don't know, go to a swing off.
But
and
this
have some
is
fun.
All-Star game, the winner still is it?
No.
The, okay.
No, it
that
doesn't
was
mean it's,
so
it's
it doesn't
a true
mean
exhibition.
Yeah.
It is a fun night for the fans.
But it
and
used
the
to mean something, right?
Yes, yeah.
Host the World Series.
Series.
Or game one of the World Series,
yep.
I should say.
Yeah. So last night they go to the swing off. Each team, the American League and the National League, had three batters, and each would get three swings. And Kyle Schwarber ends up hitting not one, not two, but three home runs on his three swings, including the last one where he did like the spin himself into the ground down to one knee, like Adrian Beltre. Adrian Beltre used to do that for the Red Sox all the time.
Yo, yeah,
it
yeah
was awesome.
I'd
I'm a sucker for that.
Yeah,
I am a sucker for that.
What's the move? What
where
it?
You swing and go to one knee, like you follow yep through and then
yep
drop
and then
down on
knee,
that back
and,
knee,
and then
and it just looks badass.
Okay.
It just looks badass,
right,
especially with Kyle Schwarber or Beltre. They're kind of like bigger,
yeah,
hacker, powerful dudes.
And the bat's still kind of in the air. Yes. You're down on one knee. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think some of it is for drama. I really do.
Oh,
well,
sure.
That's what that was. I mean, it's an exhibition game.
Yeah, absolutely. So he wins the MVP, even though what he did doesn't really count. It's like in the box score, but not really in the box score.
I saw people complaining about that. Shut up.
And it is the all-star. I mean, you're not telling me. I was just bringing
No. Just the general. Anybody who's complaining about Schwarber doing that and getting MVP over whoever, give me a break.
So, but I saw some players taking the next step here, and they're like, whoa, we should never play extra innings again. This is awesome. Would we want to see this in real baseball?
Yes.
Yes, says Ted Johnson. Red Sox and Yankees are tied, wild card spot on the line. It's the end of nine innings, and instead of putting a ghost runner on, we're going to go to you pick your – this is bad for the Red Sox. They get Aaron Judge. But you pick your three, you pick your three, and we just play.
In the regular season?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Give me a hockey style. Play an inning or two of extra innings, 10th, 11th, or however long you want to go.
One.
And then after your overtime, go to your shootout, which is your home run derby hit.
Dan Ball just answered it. That's the answer. You play one inning, and if you can't decide it in that one inning with a ghost runner,
with a ghost runner.
Yeah, sure.
One inning, ghost runner.
You got to have the ghost runner.
Yep. And eliminate it in the playoffs. It's just until somebody.
Right, like hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
Hockey does that with all that, gimmicky stuff, and then you just play hockey.
You got to admit, I give a lot of credit to MLB for doing the ghost runner thing. Like, that, so reluctant to.
Yeah.
And that, look, we don't need games going 5 hours.
Nope.
And I think the ghost runner, it speeds up the extra innings.
Right. It speeds it up, which is good for TV. And then you can always sell it from that perspective like they do in the NFL, player safety. They'll just tell any change they make, they'll just claim it's for player safety, whether it makes logical sense for player safety or not. But, yeah, you don't want pitchers pitching 15, 16 innings, going late, the Nate Evaldi famous game, and any of that crap. I would like it because we've seen it in hockey. We've seen it in soccer. Does something of this, right? Don't they go to kicks at some point?
But it's after they have two overtime periods, which is, can we just go to kicks right away? Because it's a 90-minute game, and then it's another 20 minutes, and then it's another 20 minutes, and then they go to kicks.
Okay, but they do it. So, yeah, I agree. Skip that one inning. Dan Ball's got it right. I think one real extra inning of baseball.
Yeah.
So you get advantage if you whatever, and then you just pick your three. Now, how would this work? Do you pick it on the fly? Do you have to file your three before the game? Because there was some conflicting information here last night, whether guys knew or didn't know.
I saw that, and I also saw that the actual players that you wanted to see had already gone home for the day, which is terrible on Rob Manfred in the league.
Yeah, well,
if you
a bad
think
look.
There's any, that was
look.
My biggest problem with all of this. I thought the spectacle was great. It's the same thing that pretty much happened all-star weekend. The idea, the spectacle was great. The execution was crap. The fact that you did not have Judge, Cal Raleigh, Vlad Jr. versus Ohtani, Pete Alonso, and Kyle Schwarber.
They were literally in the showers.
They were probably past the showers. They were at a bar watching, going, hey, look at those suckers that have to stick around
and
for 20 minutes.
And they're like, wait, are they calling us?
Right.
That's unbelievable. Guys left before the game was over.
Awful on the league. Assuming that's true, and I saw that from Bob Nightingale, I saw that from some other
I
sources.
I think Jeff Passan had something on that. Yeah,
right. Yeah. I saw it from enough sources to say that it's true. And you didn't see any of those guys in the post-game kind of celebration when they won. Awful. If you knew this was a possibility at all, that you had this swing off, something that you've never seen in baseball before in the All-Star game, and those guys aren't there, awful.
I think we're going to see it. Because I think they, like last night we had the tap your head, we're
like
going to challenge the pitch. For
love
the,
that, right?
People, people love that, yeah.
And I think that's them taking the next progression. We did it in spring training. Yep. Now we'll do it in the All-Star game, and guess what? You're going to see it next year in regular season baseball. And you put this out there, and this, to me, have you heard a lot of criticism of the swing off?
Not other than the personnel, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they do this a lot. Test balloons, whatever you want to call them, weather balloons. Like, oh, we'll just throw it out there in the All-Star game, and then it happens, and it's well-received, and it's like, people seem to like this, and why don't we try this? I wouldn't be surprised, maybe spring training next year, although spring training's weird because you don't really play extra innings. You don't really do any of that.
Right.
But I feel like you will see this in Major League Baseball within 2 years.
I think
you can add if you did it.
Ghost Runner takes care of everything now.
It does.
I think
it
the games go way quicker now.
Go ahead. That and the pitch clock. You're absolutely
pitch clock,
right.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily have the timing.
This is fun.
it's that's true. This isn't really for the sake of timing. It is more for the sake of entertainment and something truly unique to your sport. And I also think you have to do what hockey and soccer do. You have to add a third column to the standings. I think it's wins, losses, and home run derby wins. And there has to be some way to quantify.
Point system.
I think that kind of, I think that should be worth, yeah, essentially less metaphorical points than your average regular win.
Well, and then the next, they're not really home runs, right? Even though you hit a home run to win the game, you don't get credit for a season-long home run, right?
Right, just like a shootout goal does not count against, right, you know, Alexander Ovechkin's goal record or whatever.
That's one of the great pushbacks in baseball is always records and numbers and stats and how it's all compiled so you can't, you know, compare it to Babe Ruth or whatever happened historically. I think you're going to see this because I think baseball, I heard Arcan rolling about this last night, talking about they're moving forward. Their numbers are up. Their streaming numbers are up. So yep. Digital numbers are up. I think the commissioner was bragging about they're real close to a new digital.
The pitch clock is the key.
Yes.
It's the key to the whole thing.
Absolutely.
It makes the game, and just, you know, and just not as much time between innings. Oh, it's made watching baseball so much more enjoyable.
On TV. My one little side note, and I think I told you this, Dan Ball, in a weird way, at the games, I used to enjoy the time in between pitches. I'd look around, you'd watch people. You don't have time for that now.
No,
the next pitch is cut. You actually have to watch baseball now.
If you're in a spot in the park where you're kind of in the line of fire for a foul ball, you have to save social interactions for in between innings. Otherwise, you're in the line of fire.
That is the biggest change, I think, because at home, it's great that it's faster, but it didn't really change. Like, when you're at the park, it changes you don't have downtime in between pitches to do things.
Your call for this home run thing, it's not going to happen because people like the ghost runner. There's not a problem with.
But this is the best of both worlds. Dan Ball's idea. You get the ghost runner for the 10th.
I'll even give you the 11th.
I don't love the one inning.
Okay.
The most traditional game of all the sports is not going to do something. They barely let go of their old rules when it came to extra innings.
But the runner on second base broke the seal. Like, that's a very dramatic. I mean, it's essentially like you're going back to when you were playing wiffle ball, like ghost runner on second, and that once they break that seal, and they're seeing success in the game, and they're trying to grow the game young. We talked about it. I didn't have to like it, but I know why Pat McAfee is there. Pat McAfee is there for a reason, and it wasn't for the John on the Cape that was yelling at me that's 100 years old. It was for a younger audience that they're trying to bring into the game of baseball. If you're doing that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This resonates with younger fans. It has to. It absolutely has to. It resonated with all of us, and we're not even the core. Well, you are, Dan Ball. But Ted and I, we're not even the young core audience that they're looking to latch onto in baseball. So I liked it. I think it was good. But the Red Sox. The Red Sox are coming out of the All-Star break with some momentum, correct? Is that?
Absolutely. 10 wins with zero losses in their
coming,
last 10.
Baby.
But do you believe in that? Like, do you keep momentum through a break?
No. Oh. No. Oh. Are you kidding me? Not at all. No.
So they have no momentum.
They're starting over. I don't know what their momentum is. You win 10 games and then stop for a week. They got to pick it back up.
Okay.
They've lost some of that momentum, in my opinion.
So rest equals rust.
It just, you know what? It's weird. It just resets, and you worry old habits come back. You know, you were on a roll there for a while. And so you take this amount of time off, it's hard to kind of get back and refocused.
All right.
So to assume they're going to pick up right where they left off, I think would be silly to think that.
Ted is not totally excited then to come out of the All-Star break because he thinks they have to start over. They're not on a 10-game winning streak. They're 0-0 exiting the All-Star break. David Ortiz has some excitement for the Boston Red Sox, but we know he's also a paid ambassador. But David Ortiz is excited about the second half.
But guys,
come on, man.
I got to go with my Red Sox. The Red Sox begin with some conflict in the spring training with one of their Thunder, Devers. And they end up trading him. Tristan Casas went down. Alex Bregman went down. Everybody thought that it was going to be the end of the world. Guess what? The Red Sox, since trading Devers, they have been 16-9, second in the American League. 5.5 run score, second in MLB. 98 extra bases, first on MLB. 317 with run score position, first on MLB. They had Alex Bregman back, and they now also have $300 million of reason to go and get another free agent out there. So,
Poppy, you look
stick with the Red Sox.
Cue the duck boats.
That's interesting. Did you see, I like that he kind of put, $300 million reasons to go get another big gun at So, are there, you can't get a big name at the trade deadline right here.
I mean, Joe Ryan as a pitcher, I think, is available. I don't think you're going to get a $300 million bat or person. I mean, it could happen. Guys have been traded. Juan Soto's been traded multiple times. Like, there's guys of that stature that have been traded.
But the financial flexibility they have this trade deadline versus last year's trade deadline is 9-day difference.
100%. And yeah. I love that, even though I think he's a paid employee and ambassador, so I don't know whether this is Big Poppy talking just what Big Poppy thinks or if he's out there with talking points. The fact that he just put pressure on the Boston Red Sox.
He did, yeah.
The pressure continues to grow on the Boston Red Sox to add, to invest, to reuse those $300 million that you had allocated for Devers. Like, yeah, you're not going to go out and trade for Kyle Tucker.
Or could grab Fernando Tatis, depending on how much they want Jaron Duran. I'm just saying.
Ooh, Jaron Duran for Fernando Tatis?
Apparently the Padres are desperate. I mean, I know that takes an outfielder away, giving them an outfielder, but I don't know. How desperate are you?
They have 12 games between now, when they pick up. When do they start playing again?
Friday.
So they start from Friday till the trade deadline. They got 12 games. Those 12 games, those last 10 games, doesn't mean anything.
I knew you
were
going to do
this. It's the next 12 games against division. I mean, the division leaders in the National League. They play boom, boom, boom. Dodgers, Cubs. They play the Minnesota Phillies. Phillies. Yep. Yeah. So that's going to be.
Okay. So give me a number. If those are the games that matter for Ted Johnson to buy into the Boston Red Sox, what does the record in those 12 games need to be?
You better be 500 or better.
So 6-6 will get it done? You'll be happy with 6-6?
No, I think 6-6 will be there'll be enough pressure at 6-6 for them to have to do something big at the trade deadline.
Because 6-6, while in and of itself doesn't look great, when you say it's 16-6 over, because you include the 10 game leading into
right.
it.
That's how I am.
16-6 looks really
good. And
that's
good. What I'm doing. Just don't lose any, don't go backwards at all.
Okay. You're 59-51 at that point. You're a win away from 60. Like, I mean, that's not bad. By the way, also, the last team that they play before the trade deadline, the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
So
it would be easy.
Yeah.
So hey, Joe, take that jersey off. You already talked about wanting to be excited to be traded.
Yeah.
You like Boston. You've been hanging out. Just take that jersey off, and here's a new one. right?
Yeah. I think they did that with Victor Martinez in Cleveland back in the late 2000s. So there's a precedent of AL Central teams sending their guy just right down the hallway, right behind home plate, into the loving arms of the Boston Red Sox. Let him pitch against you. He has to pitch for you, not against you, if he's going to pitch that series.
This is the first time, and in 2021, guys, if we're all being honest, nobody really thought that team was going to do it. Nobody was.
No.
There's been a hype train about this team from the beginning, from spring training. The Red Sox would be stupid not to fulfill their obligation and buy and try and add to this team.
And they haven't downplayed it. I haven't heard Cora or Breslow or Sam Kennedy or now David Ortiz downplay it.
Team
employee.
Special assistant to Craig Breslow, who's supposed to make those moves.
Got a little bit of a hair across his bum for Devers, so I think there is some personal in there.
Well,
but
there's a couple guys that cover the team that are, hinting at big deals. Okay.
Oh, your new friend.
My new friend, yeah.
Oh, you didn't share any. Is there anything else that you can give us from that little exchange?
I'll share what he said off the air, and then you tell me if I can bring it on there.
Those are my favorite.
That's a tease. I'm guessing the answer is no. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it is Wednesday, which is time for our snake draft. And I came up with this idea that I like and I think is a good one. We'll see if the boys agree. Yeah. See how it plays out in execution.
That's two Andy Hart originals in 2 days.
As Major League Baseball will tell you, right? Huh. Sometimes the idea and the execution don't necessarily marry up.
For
you might have a good
thing.
Start
making excuses.
You got to execute snake draft of the best individual honors in sports. All of them, from trophies to MVPs to awards, whatever it may be. This is in honor of the ESPYs, by the way, which no one cares about anymore. So we know that's not one of the great honors in sports, but some of the greatest honors in sports up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the final time today, Dan Ball, tell me what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. For just the second time in the last 12 matchups, the National League beat the American League in the 2025 MLB All-Star Game. With the score tied at 6 after 9 innings, the NL bested the AL in the first ever home run swing-off. Phillies outfielder Kyle Schwarber hit 3 home runs on 3 swings to clinch the win for the NL. The Red Sox return to action on Friday afternoon against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch of Game 1 is at 2:20. Boston has the third hardest remaining strength of schedule in Major League Baseball. In NBA Summer League play, the Celtics visit the Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow night. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. The Bruins' full schedule was released today. Among the highlights, the Bees open on the road on Wednesday, October 8th against the Capitals. Their home opener is the following night against the Blackhawks, and Brad Marchand returns to TD Garden on Tuesday, October 21st. The Indiana Fever beat the Connecticut Sun 85-77 last night at TD Garden. Caitlin Clark had 14 points and was a +21 in 28 minutes of game action. And finally, the 2025 Open Championship begins tomorrow at Royal Portrush Golf Club in Northern Ireland. Scotty Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and John Rahm currently have the best odds to win the Claret Jug. Did you know dropping your first 25 pounds with Awaken 180 adds 6 to 10 yards to every shot? Even better scores every 5 pounds after. Look it up. Freedom from excess fat is measurable. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.